Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into something that touches every single one of us, hope. Today's Bible passage is from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hope is truly one of the most powerful forces in our lives. When we have it, it's like carrying a bright light that illuminates even our darkest moments. Think about those times when you felt hopeful, how your whole perspective shifts, how challenges seem more manageable, and how the future looks brighter. That's the transformative power of hope. Sadly, we're seeing an alarming trend in our society today. More and more people are struggling to find and hold on to hope. It's concerning how many of our friends, family members, and neighbors are walking around feeling disconnected and discouraged. The world can sometimes feel overwhelming and without hope. Even small obstacles can appear insurmountable. This is exactly why understanding and embracing hope is so crucial. When we have hope, it's not just about feeling good. It's about having the strength to keep moving forward. It's about believing that tomorrow can be better than today. Hope brings with it a sense of peace that helps us weather life's storms and a joy that can lift not only our own spirits, but also inspire those around us. I've noticed how this cycle of negativity can become almost comfortable in its familiarity. People start expecting things to go wrong, and when they do, it only confirms their pessimistic worldview. They might even start avoiding opportunities for positive change because they've convinced themselves that nothing will make a difference. But here's the thing. This cycle, though powerful, isn't unbreakable. Even in the depths of hopelessness, there's always a possibility for change. Sometimes all it takes is a small crack in that darkness, a tiny glimpse of light to start breaking down these walls of negativity that people have built around themselves. One of the most significant shifts I've noticed in our society is how we've gradually moved away from the spiritual aspects of life. This drift has left a profound impact on our collective sense of hope and purpose. Just think about how we approach holidays now. What used to be deeply meaningful spiritual celebrations have often become merely commercial events. Take Christmas, for example. What was once a time of spiritual renewal and hope has largely transformed into a season focused on shopping lists and material gifts. We've somehow replaced the deep, sustaining hope that comes from spiritual connection with the temporary satisfaction of material things. It's like we're trying to fill a spiritual hunger with material food. It might satisfy for a moment, but it doesn't provide the lasting nourishment we really need. This isn't to say that there's anything wrong with giving gifts or enjoying the festive aspects of holidays. The problem arises when these material expressions completely overshadow the spiritual essence that gives these celebrations their true meaning. When we lose that connection to something greater than ourselves, we also lose access to one of our most powerful sources of hope.
Think about it. When life gets difficult, material things can only provide so much comfort. The latest gadget or a new outfit might give us a momentary boost, but they can't provide the deep, sustaining hope we need to face life's biggest challenges. That kind of hope comes from believing in something bigger than ourselves, from having a spiritual anchor that holds steady, even when everything else seems to be falling apart. The good news is that it's never too late to reconnect with this deeper source of hope. We don't have to completely reject the material aspects of modern life, but we can work to restore balance, to rediscover the spiritual foundations that have sustained humanity through countless generations. You know, being a beacon of hope doesn't require grand gestures or elaborate plans. Some of the most powerful ways we can share hope with others are through simple, everyday actions. It all starts with being present and truly seeing the people around us, our neighbors, coworkers, friends, and even strangers we meet throughout our day. Sometimes spreading hope is as simple as offering a genuine smile or a kind word to someone who looks like they're having a rough day. It's about taking a moment to really listen when someone needs to talk without rushing to offer solutions or judgments. These small gestures might seem insignificant to us, but they can mean the world to someone who's struggling to find hope. We can also spread hope by sharing our own stories of overcoming difficulties. When we're open about our struggles and how we found our way through them, it helps others see that they're not alone in their challenges. It shows them that there's a path forward even when everything seems dark. Being a beacon of hope means being consistent in our support of others. It's about showing up time and time again, proving through our actions that people can count on us. Whether it's regularly checking in on a friend who's going through a tough time, offering practical help to someone in need, or simply being a steady, positive presence in our community, remember every act of kindness. No matter how small, creates ripples of hope that extend far beyond what we can see. When we commit to being sources of hope in our daily lives, we're not just helping individuals. We're contributing to a larger movement of positive change in our world. Even in our busy lives, we can always find ways to share hope with others, one small act at a time. As we wrap up today's discussion, I want to challenge each of you to become active agents of hope in your communities. The world needs more people willing to stand up and be that light in the darkness, to reach out with compassion and understanding to those who are struggling to find their way. Think about the people in your life right now, your family members, friends, colleagues, or neighbors, who might be silently fighting their own battles. Who could use a spark of hope in their lives? You have the power to be that spark. Let's make a conscious decision to carry this message of hope beyond just listening to it. Whether it's through a phone call to someone who's been on your mind, offering support to a struggling friend, or simply showing kindness to strangers you meet throughout your day, every action counts.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you seeking the light of hope in a world that often feels heavy and dark. You are the source of unfailing hope, the anchor in every storm, and the strength that sustains us. Lord, help us to hold on to hope even in the midst of challenges. Let your presence remind us that no difficulty is too great, no darkness too deep for your light to shine through. Grant us the grace to be beacons of hope to those around us. Open our eyes to see those who are hurting and guide us to extend kindness, compassion, and encouragement. May our words and actions reflect the hope we have in you. Renew in us a deeper connection to your truth and love so we can draw strength from the eternal hope you provide. Fill us with your peace and joy and let that overflow into the lives of those we meet. Thank you for being the unshakable foundation of our lives. In you, we find the hope that carries us forward. Amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, your heart with joy, and your path illuminated by grace. May hope guide you, love surround you, and blessings overflow in every moment. Take care and be abundantly blessed.